Jack Michaels with Marcus Williams. Marcus and I were just chatting off air a little bit about stepping into this season. I don't know, Marcus, if it has a different feel for you going into this year as opposed to the last couple, but I guess we'll get your thoughts on it. Does it feel the same?
I can say it feels the same, but we know it's a bigger game, our first game, than it was last year. I mean, going against Kansas State. We know what they're going to bring. They're a great team with a great coach, so we just have to bring our best.
I know that I saw some footage out of Kansas State. I think the kicker on all this stuff is that they're aware of you, too.
Okay.
And I know that, you know, some teams will say they're aware of their team, but if it's an FBS school taking on an FCS team, that may just be like a coach speak. I think K-State's legitimately aware of North Dakota State, and that's got to feel good for you because it's a credibility thing. You guys are credible.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. Because I remember a few years when I first got here, not too many schools or anybody in the country knew who NDSU was.
Right.
So, I mean, and us winning those two national championships back-to-back, it opened a lot of eyes around the country. And so teams, everybody else know around the country who we are. And I feel like you said, it's a big credibility to this team and to the program that we have.
Marcus, it is. It's you're such a playmaker. You make it happen everywhere you are on the field, and there comes a lot with that. But you seem like the type of athlete, and you have enough groundedness in you where you almost welcome that in.
Okay.
Go ahead, shine the light on me, and I'll do my best to make it happen for you. Is that the kind of player you are?
Oh yeah, I mean, ever since I've been here, I prided myself on guarding the best player. And to do that, you got to have the confidence that every single down you're going to lock your man up. And I take pride in that. I take pride in everything that I do. And the coaches, Coach Kleiman, he puts me in the best position to make plays. And he always tell me big players make big plays in big games. So I just go forward with that, and there it goes.
And you make it look somewhat easy at times, Marcus. And I know it's not. Obviously, it's not at this level. But because in the Missouri Valley, you have receivers that are strong, mm-hmm. right? You got guys that are quick. They can turn quickly on a dime on those routes. You've got quarterbacks that are probably shifty. They're probably not giving away their targets all the time. They drop back. Talk a little bit about what you go against week in and week out in the conference.
Oh, week in and week out, we go against the best of the best. I feel like the Missouri Valley Conference now is probably the best conference in FCS. And what I do, me myself, I just watch a lot of film, really, because that's what it comes down to. That's
just
where you win.
Educate yourself on those guys that are coming at you?
Yes, definitely. You win those games. I feel you win the majority of the games in the film room, and no matter who you're playing against. It takes your game just to that next. It takes your game to that next level. People ask me, how do I do this? How do I do that? Like, how do I know when this is going to happen? If you just knew how much film we watch as a team and how much I watch as a person, I mean, you would just see how people think it's easy. It's not easy to watch that much film. But then if you're just watching film off the field, it's going to make it that much easier for you.
Because physically, you know what you can do.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, yeah, you got to work out and practice and lift weights. You know what you can do physically, but it's that extra edge you get from watching the film that makes a difference. K-State's the first game. Marcus stepping into big things. You're on all these watch lists. And I've been saying to each of the guys that even though you're pick number one and you guys are individually making these big NFL watch list, it seems like you've been able to keep that in check and kind of put that in the closet for now.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the business of football?
Oh, yeah, that's just the business of it. When you're doing well, you're going to get a lot of watch list people, players on your team, but you can't let that stuff get to your head, no matter if you're on it or if you're not on it. You think you're supposed to be on it. You can't let it get to your head. You just got to stay hungry and stay humble and been doing the thing that's got you where you are.
Sure.
So, and that's what I try to do. No matter what award I win, I just want to win the ultimate award, and that's the championship.
It's always good to hear from Marcus Williams. And this thing, 19,000 strong, pretty cool to make a play in, isn't it, here at the Fargo?
This dome and our fans, you can't ask for nothing better. It's the best thing ever. I've never been a part of nothing, like buying the football.
Best of luck against Kansas State throughout the season, Marcus. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
You got it, buddy.
Always.